aboard the winged dagger, Lihafal's body spasmed. Her vitals spiked and zigzagged crazily, and the monitor was beeping wildly.
"What's going on?"
one of her attendants cried, attempting to hold the flailing Kashiri down and trying to read the monitor at the same time.
"I don't know. I..."
Fall arched, every muscle in her body tight, and then went limp. The jagged lines that had indicated her brain activity suddenly subdued to flatline, although her heart continued to beat and her lungs to draw breath. The two attendants stared at each other. Then one of them cleared her throat and pressed her comlink with steady fingers.
"Suma to Captain Sindor. There has been an incident with Commander Fall. All brain activity has ceased. You are once again the commander of the Winged Dagger. Congratulations, Commander."
"Thank you," came Sindor's voice.
He made no attempt to hide his pleasure.
"Terminate life support and report back to your stations. We will await orders from High Lord Talon."
"What happened?"
Talon demanded. He jerked his arm free from Kai and turned his fury upon Luke.
"What have they done to her?"
"I don't know," Luke said.
"Liar!"
Talon spat. He pointed at the dark surface of the lake, as calm as if a few seconds ago there had been no life or death struggle.
"Who was that? You said the apparitions were harmless."
"I don't know who it was," Luke repeated, keeping his voice calm. "And I said that only the ones I encountered were harmless. It seemed as though the depths of eternity were populated by one's enemies. Sith, though she was, and Luke knew of at least one despicable act she committed. Still, Luke pitied her. He somehow intuited that her fate would be nothing as brief and merciful as drowning. Talon had seemed unduly upset by Fall's death, but now he was recovering.
"Let us press on. The less time we spend here, the better I shall like it."
Luke couldn't have agreed more. He turned to continue, then he stopped. It had been Mara who had warned him not to go to the mists.
"Forget her," she had urged him. "She's one of the old ones. Leave her alone. Trust me, Mara."
"What is it, Skywalker?"
snapped Talon.
"I thought you said the answers were there, in the mists."
He hadn't seen her, and he had been looking. He had thought, after sensing her so strongly on the ship, that she would be waiting for him. He again looked into the water. He saw many beings, but none he recognized. He had to talk to her. He trusted her. Trusted her more than anyone he had ever known. She had insight now. Insight that could help save him and Ben. Surely she would give it.